Esta é a Rádio Jovem Pan 2, FM, transmitindo em 100.9 MHz. De seus estúdios, Avenida Paulista 807, 24º andar, São Paulo.
Today, jam routinely does work for stations all over the world. But in the early years, it was quite an event to do something for another country. It was even more unusual to sing in a foreign language. In 1977, Zuza de Mello contacted Jam about doing work for a station in Brazil.
Rádio Jovem Pan is a very important station in São Paulo, Brazil. We were told that Dallas was the capital of the jingles in the world. And when we heard those tapes that Jam sent us, we understand that in the capital of the jingles, Jam is the capital of the capital.
The introduction of American-style jingles into Brazil was breaking new ground in that part of the world.
At that time, the idea of having an ID in a radio station, nobody knew about that. So, when we heard the tapes, we immediately considered that those would be a new way of doing radio in Brazil, because nobody did that before.
The singers learned the Portuguese words phonetically. But would it sound correct to the listeners in São Paulo?
I remember quite well when we put on the air those IDs, the telephone didn't stop. Everybody was calling, where are they from? They didn't notice at all that they were made by Americans. The pronunciation was perfect. And we kept that as a secret. For years, nobody knew where they were done. I remember the one that was a great sensation there. We had the weather, which was O Homem do Tempo. And you had this weird way of doing this voice.
O Homem do Tempo.
Everybody was astonished with that. And where does this voice come from? John, Fred, Mark, I consider you guys like my family in this country.
Zuza and Radio Jovem Pan became another member of the Jam family, one that keeps growing all around the world.